This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. We're going to talk about communist lies. They lied about the prayer breakfast this morning. They're lying about everything, gigantic lies at all times. We will discuss that here in a bit. Chris and I were just discussing which country in the world has the ugliest women. We'll give you an update on that. We're going to talk about all these commies transing their kids, the popularity of the Trump movement so far, all that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And remember that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, you've heard me play for you this little clip so many times before. I play it so often that it has a permanent spot. It's in one of the permanent spots on the soundboard.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Quite a thing to say. That very same woman, this is the CEO of NPR, I should point out. Very same woman. Said this.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is.
Why would that be a challenge? Why is the reverence for the truth? Why is that a challenge for you? Why is the First Amendment, you being able to speak freely, a right that you should not take for granted? Why is that a challenge for anybody? Because I don't know about you. Me personally, I've never felt like the First Amendment was a challenge. Am I crazy about that? I've never looked at people speaking their mind, even if they disagree with me, and thought to myself, gosh, somebody should really take away their rights. Why do they think like that? Well, we've had this talk before. We're about to have it again. Lying is not something the communist does on occasion. Lying is who he is. It is central to his belief system. He can't operate without it. In fact, he is instructed and trained to do it at all times. All times. He knows that the reality, the truth, is bad for him. It's always been bad because communism is always about destruction and having a revolution. They're trying to tear down everything. And the communist has always, Lenin understood this. The communist has always understood that people will be naturally resistant to such things. You can tell people, hey, the government's bad and we need a different one. They'll buy that. Especially if they have a bad government. But what you generally can't sell to people is, hey, we're going to try to shatter your basic family unit and break that up because that's bad for us. If you have any kind of religious belief, we're going to persecute all of that away. We'll open up the borders of this country and flood your community with rapists and murders. You can't be honest about that. You can't be honest because people would never buy it. You would never, ever, ever buy into communism if the communist was honest about his plans for you. The communist understands that, and so he lies all the time as easily as he breathes. It is not what he does. It is woven into his DNA. He lies, and he will look right at the sky and tell you it's green, and he'll tell you that with a straight face. And not only that, he feels like he's religiously obligated to do so. If he looks at the sky and points to it and tells you it's blue, he feels like a sinner. I know that's crazy, but that is the demonic mentality of communism. I'm going to play something for you right now. It's laughable. It's so dishonest. How easily it's been disproven is amazing. And yet, on camera, he did it. This is Representative Jared Huffman. He's a California congressman. You've never heard of him. Don't worry. You're not missing out. Representative Jared Huffman decided he was going to throw a hissy fit about the national prayer breakfast that Trump spoke at today. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden and Barack Obama have both attended the national prayer breakfast, and they didn't slip in the back door with a mask. They were there on camera. Everyone can see it. Everyone can read it. This is something that everybody, it's been there since the 50s, the 1950s. Just presidents go to it. All of them do. But this guy got up on camera and made this video.
So, look, we should not be having a Christian prayer service in the sanctum of the United States Capitol in Statuary Hall. This is an actual violation of church-state separation like we have never seen. Second year in a row, Speaker Johnson has done this. And now they're doing it in open collaboration with a group called the Fellowship Foundation, which is this radical extremist group that does things like goes to Africa and supports legislation to kill gay people and openly supports an anti-woman, anti-LGBT extreme agenda here in the United States. Stuff like this, this complete breakdown of church-state separation, is a big part of the dystopic authoritarian agenda at the heart of Donald Trump and his MAGA movement. And today I'm going to try to do my part to just say enough.
He lies like that because he understands your liberal Aunt Peggy is a moron. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is a moron. She's sitting around miserable, hating her life. She just got done taking her fourth dose of her anti-anxiety medication today, and she turned on social media, and she saw that. It's never been done before in the Capitol! Ah! And she runs to the streets. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna glue my face to the Capitol building until this stops! And that's why they lie all the time. Their base are morons. They need them to live in a world of make-believe. They can never, ever expose the truth to the American people. And that's why they lie. And that's why that pesky First Amendment is such a freaking problem.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually...
That's why they lie all the time. That's why they love censorship. That's why they hate the First Amendment. They tell huge lies. Debbie Wasserman Schultz with one.
The fact that the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, Donald Trump's Homeland Security Secretary, called Venezuelans here in this country who are here because they fled Maduro's oppressive and brutal regime dirtbags. The insult is breathtaking.
You can scream. That's not what she said. She was talking very clearly about Trende Aragua. And of course, that would be right. But remember, Debbie Wasserman Schultz knows that, too. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a communist, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz is pushing a revolution forward. She's trying to get things done. She's trying to reach consensus so she doesn't have time for the truth.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Lying is not what the communist does. It's who he is. He lies about everything all the time because he has to. Because you can't sell a religion of destruction and domination to normal people. They will reject it. So you have to lie about it. Did you hear the outtakes from CBS? CBS got themselves sued clear to hell and back by Trump because Dome walked in for an interview with 60 Minutes and screwed the thing up so bad CBS had to massively edit the whole thing so she didn't look like quite the weapons-grade moron she actually was. CBS, in an effort to try to mitigate the losses, put some of it out yesterday. Listen to these people lie.
Well, we were talking about how you're going to pay for it. And, I mean, I truly do mean it. Your plans are logical, make logical sense. The way Washington works is not logical. So how are you going to convince a divided Congress that what you say, your plans, are something that they should all agree to and provide to the American people when they've shown no inclination to do that up to this point?
Is that what you needed?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Cameras are off.
How will you?
Did you hear the guy say it? The cameras are off. They ask the question. Remember, this is all big setup. Then, hey, did you kill the cameras? And now the CBS guy leans in. So how are you going to do it?
It's going to be taxes. It's going to be literally the economists. I mean, they're from each.
But I hear what you're saying about the economists. This is true. Yeah. But Congress is not the economists.
I know the audio got bad, but did you hear that, moron? Well, I mean, it's literally, it's the economists, even the CVS guys. Like, no, I know about the economists. What? No, I'm asking about Congress. How could CBS edit an interview like that? How could they lie like that? Well, it's who they are. It's not what they do. It's who they are. Now, let me ask you. Is pain part of your life? You wake up every day and dread getting out of bed. What activities don't you do anymore? What's that thing you used to love but you can't because now your knee hurts? What if you could start again? Ah, Jesse, I can't. I'm 50. Ah, I'm 65. Maybe your body just needs a little help. Relief Factor is here to give you a little help. Relief Factor is there to help support your body's response to inflammation. 100% drug-free. No more drugs. No more masking it. No more ignoring it. Attack that pain. It builds up in your system. The longer you take it, the better it works. Take it for 3 weeks. Buy a quick start for $19.95 and take it for 3 weeks. You might be 3 weeks away from doing that racquetball tournament you used to do all the time. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you can download the show if you miss any part of it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review discussing how huge my hands actually are. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. So yesterday was Ob's birthday. 41, in case you're wondering. Probably shouldn't have said that on the air. But anyway, yesterday was Ob's birthday. It's 41. And it occurs to me that people say I'm rude. I am not rude, Chris. People like Jewish producer Chris call me rude, which I don't think I am. But whether or not I'm rude, we'll set that aside. Life seems so much more difficult and stressful for polite people, that when I look at polite people and I look at what they go through, I always think to myself, why do you put yourself through that? That looks miserable. So I walk in the door last night, this is Ob's birthday, and she says, oh my gosh, I have been responding to texts and answering phone calls all day long because of my birthday. I've not been able to put the phone down and get any laundry done or anything like that. And to which I replied, why are you sending a custom text back to everybody? Whenever I have something like that in my life, a birthday, I simply copy and paste the same, thank you so much. I put it in the little notes thing on my phone. I copy and paste it, and I send the exact same response back to every single family member and friend. Why are you shaking your head for it, Chris? This is a no-brainer. It's no effort. None of them know any better. Who knows any better? All you do is you even have to do, you throw in a couple exclamation points so they feel so special. Thank you. Appreciate it. Woo. And then you just send the same thing to every single person. And as I explained, my policy of copy and paste, for one, you could tell she was trying to figure out if I had done that to her. That's one. Two, I can't properly describe the look she was giving me. It most definitely was not a look of admiration. It was more along the lines of, what's wrong with you? And I don't understand. See, I didn't see her perspective at all. I tried to explain to her, well, you know what, baby? That's fine. Do whatever you want. I've never been stressed out on my birthday. Looks like somebody's doing it wrong. Let's go to the voicemail. See how all the commies are thinking about us.
With Donald Trump as president, the angels are weeping, and America's writing a long suicide note. You know, I learn more from NPR than I do from all of you AM radio pundits spewing hate. Yeah.
You know, this is the head of NPR, genius.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Back to the voicemails.
Hey, bro, look, we all know that you're a coward when it comes to calling out Donald Trump, but didn't he run on bringing inflation down and making prices cheaper? So when this idiot puts his tariffs in place that are 100% guaranteed to raise prices on Americans, do you plan on calling that out, or are you just going to keep whining and crying about communists while Donald Trump destroys the economy? You
Chris, what did he say there at the end? I don't like you beeping. Can you send me the unedited version? But no, now that we said that on the air, now everyone's going to want the unedited version. We can't play. No, we can't do that. Listen, before you email the show and ask me to play the unedited version, I need to remind you, longtime listeners know this, if you're new to the show, yes, the show can be rough around the edge.
Why are you gay?
The show's also okay for your kids. I will never, ever do a show you have to turn off when your kids are in the car, when you're making dinner at night, that's just not what I believe in. There is so much filth out there. You can't watch a freaking NFL game anymore without watching two dudes making out. There's no family-friendly programming out there. It's almost impossible to find anymore. And so, look, my kids listen to the show. As we speak, she's probably serving them dinner and they're listening to the show. That's how I will always do it. That's why I can't play the unedited version of the angry demonic communists who call in screaming and yelling, and to which people will say, well, put it on the podcast. Let me explain something. And I thought this was weird, but I guess it's just the way the times have gone. You know, the show's national. It's no big deal. The show's national, New York to Honolulu and a bunch of places in between. You know, half the listenership of the show is the podcast. Half. Isn't that amazing? All those radio stations right now, listening to the sound of my voice in your car, on the way home from work, whatever, on the way to the gym, whatever you're doing. Half are podcast listeners. Well, those are kids too. And we have kids who download it and listen to it. We've had multiple email in and say they listen to it at night or they listen to it when they're hanging out in their room doing homework. I can't be putting a bunch of... I'm sure that guy had some pretty bad potty words to say. Chris, what? What? What about social media? I don't cuss on there either. I can't put out content that kids cannot consume on social media either. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. What, Chris? Now, that I would do. Jewish producer Chris suggested that we do a fan meetup of some kind, and we bring the uncut raw gems in for everybody. Now, that I'd be willing to do. That I will do. Speaking of kids, how are you preserving the memories in your home? I'm talking about the old VHS tapes you have, camcorder tapes, the pictures, the hard pictures, because that's all we had was hard pictures. I've told you, I have boxes of them. When we were going through stuff, trying to figure out what to put on the slideshow for my dad's funeral, we're sorting through boxes of hard pictures. What are you doing with yours? How are you protecting and preserving yours so your kids after them and their kids after them will be able to look at pictures of you and see things you did? That's what Legacy Box is about. Digitizing all these hard copy things we have. And they make it easy. They send you a box. Right now, you save 50%, I need to point out. They will send you a box and you put your stuff in the box and send it back at your leisure. Might as well get the sale price now, put the stuff in the box, send it to Legacy Box. They'll digitize everything and send you all your stuff back. Soon, you get to look at pictures of Grandpa on your phone, not thumbing through a box. LegacyBox.com/Jesse is where you go to save some money. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday where we finally have the power and we are using it, and it is magnificent. Now, it hasn't all been great. I mean, 99.9% of it has been great. Before we get to the emails, Trump did drop this little tidbit today.
This week, I'm also creating the White House Faith Office, led by Pastor Paula White, who is so amazing.
Look, creating the White House Faith Office is great. Grabbing a female pastor? Not so much. Hey, you know what, Trump? Not everybody bats 1,000. Nobody bats 1,000, I mean, is what I should say. Maybe let's not do that. Maybe let's not go that route. Jesse, I'm one of the minorities in the federal government that isn't a communist. I work hard, take very seriously my obligation to the taxpayer. Probably owing to the nature of my field, I have many coworkers who feel the same, but we still feel surrounded. Maybe this makes me a bad person, but watching all these people flip out from the inside is pretty hysterical. I don't know if my job itself will be on the chopping block, but even if it is, I know I'll find a way forward. Thanks for all you do. Please don't say my name, and I will not say her name. Thanks for what you do, existing in the belly of the beast. But no, it doesn't make you a bad person to watch these braying hyenas scream and yell. Remember this. These people inside the federal government, the ones who are doing everything they can to obstruct, they're the bad guy. Did you see that Treasury Department guy? He got the hook because he was given direct orders from Trump, and he just said no. And he just decided to keep distributing payments the way he wanted to, because he's used to a system where it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, he gets to do whatever he wants, completely drunk on power. Remember that story about the FBI, the Mark Houck story? This is one of the ones that always got me, because you can watch the Mark Houck arrest, at least portions of it. The video is available online. You can go look it up right now if you want. Mark Houck is that pastor in Pennsylvania. Mark Houck got in a little scuffle. It was no big deal. Local police dropped charges. There are no charges at all. The Federal Bureau of Investigation decided they wanted to arrest Mark Houck because the Biden administration was occupied by anti-Christian demons who wanted to arrest any pro-lifer. The FBI was told by Mark Houck's lawyer. Mark Houck's lawyer went to the FBI and said, hey, if he's going to be arrested, if he's going to be charged, let us know and he'll turn himself in. This is a peaceful man. This is a family man. And for law enforcement, that is always, always, always music to their ears. Music to their ears. They want you to turn yourself in. It makes sure they stay safe. It makes sure you stay safe. Come along willingly. The only time, here's something for you. The only time with all the cop friends I have, I've ever heard them talk about being excited to go kick in someone's door as if it was somebody they wanted to physically hurt. Somebody like someone who'd been hurting kids, or someone who shot a cop or something. That's the only time you'll get these guys to say, no, I don't want him to turn himself in. I want to go get him. Which brings us back to the FBI. They were told by Mark Houck's lawyer that he would turn himself in. They said, no, don't bother. And they sent a SWAT team to his home to point guns at his wife and his children. That's evil, man. That's evil. And we've talked before about the book Ordinary Men, about the Nazis shooting all the Jews, and this Nazi police reserve battalion in World War II shooting all the Jews. And there's a lot to the book, and we've talked about that many, many times, but the worst part of that book, one of the worst parts of the book, it's an ugly book. It's about killing women and children. It's an ugly book. But one of the worst parts of the book for me, the part that sticks with me, I've read it 2 or 3 times, it sticks with me, it still grades on me, is when you get to the end, and spoiler alert, sorry, but you get to the end and you have all these guys who'd been lining up women and children on the sides of ditches and firing bullets in the back of their head. They just went free. They took off the uniform, went back to making donuts in a German bake shop, went back to, there were accountants in there. Remember, it's a reserve battalion, so they had really normal lives. Went back to doing accounting. No trial, No prison sentence. No hanging. Women and children. Boom, 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 boom for years. Slaughtering innocent people. And when it was all done, they simply took the uniform off, put the old baker's hat back on, went right back to German society, lived out the rest of their days. The lack of justice for the people who do these evil things has bothered me forever. It will always, always bother me. And so, no, it's not bad for you to look at them getting fired and freaking out and feel bad. These people deserve that and worse. When you get power of any kind, when you have that power, there is a responsibility that comes with power that all decent people know. Whatever that power is, maybe it's the power of being a parent. Maybe if you're one of the kids listening in school, maybe you are the smartest in your friend group or the biggest and the strongest in your friend, the most popular. That's a level of power. You have a responsibility to use that power wisely and for good, not for evil. Maybe you're the manager of a restaurant. Maybe whatever level of power, maybe you're a pastor. Maybe I don't know, whatever level of power you have, power comes with a responsibility. Not to sound like Spider-Man's uncle, but it does. With great power comes great responsibility. When you work at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or really anywhere within the federal government, you are given incredible power. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, if they set their eyes on you, they have the ability to destroy almost everyone's life. Even if you don't get convicted, they'll wipe you out financially. You can't afford the attorney fees. Ruin your life. And to use that power to attack your political opponents, to use that power to electioneer on behalf of Democrats, the FBI told Facebook to censor a story that was going to hurt Joe Biden's election chances. And when they told them to censor the story, they knew at the time the story was true because they had the laptop first. The FBI got the laptop turned into them. They had had it for a year. They already knew it was true. And they found out it was coming out. They went and told the social media companies, hey, this is Elvis Chan with the FBI. Hey, we needed to censor that story. That's Russian. That is a deep, deep evil in the people within this federal government who have used the power they've been given like that deserve the worst things. Jesse, I don't want to hear about just the top management at the FBI showing the door. I want every, well, I can't say that potty word, who, quote, followed orders and harassed and intimidated and ruined the lives of countless Americans in the last 4 years. If you're an FBI agent who went to the house of a pro-life activist to talk with them on the front step, you should be fired, every last one of them, so on and so on. Look, this is exactly how I feel. I don't want to hear about the rank and file. I don't want to hear about the great men and women on the ground. If you are at the FBI and you were told to go jot down the license plate numbers of a mom because she was getting a little too loud at the local communist school board meeting, and if you complied, you're the bad guy. You understand that? You are the bad guy. You're the camp guard at Auschwitz. They all followed orders. Every one of those guys. Or just following orders. Just following orders. You're the bad guy. And I hope you live in misery until you repent. That's an evil thing to do with that kind of power. All right, let's talk about the popularity so far. But first, let's talk about these women with all the trans kids. That's kind of gross. You might need your chalk for this one. Okay. How do we get into a place as a country where these women are just allowed to just savage their own children? Well, the men got weak. Men got weak. The laws turned against us because we weren't focused enough. And now we have a country that is really messed up culturally. If we get our T levels up, watch the whole rest of the country get better. We've lost half our testosterone in this country in the last 50 years. Half of it. Now project that going forward. Where are we 50 years from now? We have none left. None. We won't exist. The anti-communists at Chalk are going to try to turn that around. Naturally. natural herbal supplements. You know what it's like to be full of energy at 3 or 4 in the afternoon instead of crashing like normal? To be in a better mood all the time? Look, I'm not telling you anything I don't do. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day after breakfast, every day. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you a discount. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll touch on this from California real quick before I get back to some emails and other things. So remember, we talked in the wake of that wildfire of how bad it was going to be rebuilding LA. Because remember, the communist is a religious zealot. It's a religion to him. He can't set aside his religion ever. It's in everything. We used to talk about this. As an example, I used to play that Disney producer. I haven't played that for you in forever. That LaToya Ravenow, when she's there to make kids content for Disney. And we got the video, it was an internal video that we weren't supposed to see. And she's just discussing, oh, go ahead, Chris, go ahead and play. Now, that before he hits play, what you're going to hear here, it's not a Democrat or not a liberal or not a lesbian or whatever way you want to put it. This is a religious person who goes to work every day with the intention of evangelizing on behalf of her religion. Why do all the Disney movies suck now? Well, they're not trying to make good movies. They're trying to share religion.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I felt like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid. Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, this, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
Does that sound like somebody trying to make a great show, or does that sound like somebody spreading their religion? They can't set it aside. Well, yeah, but I mean, when it really matters, it really matters right now for the people of Los Angeles. Remember who warned you that Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom were going to be presiding over the rebuilding? Here's Gavin Newsom talking about it.
Should people rebuild in some parts of California, given how high the fire risk is?
Yeah, you can't rebuild the same. So we have to rebuild with science. We have to build with climate reality in mind. We have to look at infrastructure.
They're just going to destroy everything. Because that's what they do, even in the wake of tragedy. All right, let's get to this really quickly. This actress, she was in that HBO show Sex in the City. Cynthia Nixon is her name. She was at one of these weird tranny rallies for kids. And she got up and said, and I quote, "Every kid I know is trans." That's what she said. And she goes on to talk about her daughter's, oh gosh, it's just hard to even read. Her daughter's double mastectomy and things like that. My kids are trans. My sister's kids are trans. Every kid I know is trans. I just want to once again point out that we are dealing with evil. It's fun. We can laugh about politics. And look, even right now, we're exposing all the communist stuff at USAID, and we're enjoying the deportation, and all this stuff is great. But we are dealing with demons here. A mother is there to nourish and protect her baby. That's a mother's instinct. It's inside of them. It is what they do. I just watched Ob care for those two meathead kids as we were all down with the flu. It's just what they do. Pouring them a bath every hour. It's what mothers do. To get a mother to turn on her own babies and groom them mutilate them for life, put them on a path where they are all but guaranteed to have a very short, very miserable, very drug-addicted existence, is so insanely evil for a mother to do to her kid. And liberal white women will not only do it, they will brag about it. And I had somebody say, I forget who it was who I saw. They said something along the lines, I'm paraphrasing because it wasn't mine, that part of the reason you see these women celebrate so loudly, all my kids are trans, ha ha ha, is because somewhere deep down, they know they're monsters. They know what they've done to their own children. And so they have to try to overcompensate and brag about it, act like that's always what I wanted. Like you or I would do if you ever slip on the ice, trip and fall down the stairs in front of people. You always have to get up. Ha ha ha, I wanted to do that. You always have to try to do that just to try to overcome the embarrassment. There's a part of that. There's got to be a part of that in there. Man, that's friggin' evil. That's really evil. Trump's talking about the recruiting numbers.
Just came out that in the last 15 years, we just broke the record Army recruitment, and they think it's going to be 25 years, but right now it's 15, more than 15. Army recruitment has gone up. You've probably been reading that it's been way down in the dumps, and recruitment's the highest it's been in more than 15 years, and that's going to get higher, and it could be 25 years, but that's going to get higher and higher.
And you know which month it absolutely blew up? December. Of course, right after the election, December. It just goes to what we've talked about. I mean, you've heard me rant and rave about this for how long? The young patriotic men who've been winning our wars for us since we became a nation, they do not want to serve the U.S. of gay. They do not want to hear, they don't want to join the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, or the Air Force to hear about how gay they are. They don't want to go to pride parades. They don't want to, even if they're not political, they don't want to do any of that filthy crap at all. They want to go have an adventure, learn how to be tough, go learn about teamwork, do dangerous things. That's why young men sign up to do this, serve in some way. The second you get the filthy communists out of office, recruiting numbers through the roof, of course. Now, let me read this little email before we go on to our final hour. Dear Oracle, my dad just bought me and my mom the Inauguration Edition Byrna bundles. My mom was worried she would have trouble shooting a launcher like that, but I assured her since you can handle it with your tiny hands, she should be fine. Thanks again for the rec. We feel better having our Byrnas on hand in our cars. Says I can say her name. Her name is Allison. Remember, get a Byrna pistol launcher for everyone you love, but definitely keep one in your car. You see all these road rage nutballs all the time. Byrnas are legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. It's non-lethal. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. One of my favorite things about the Byrna is you don't have to hit them directly. It's better if you do, but if you're too scared, your hands are shaking, shoot the ground in front of him. It works. Trust me. To save your life, keep one by your bed. Keep one in your car. And most definitely, give one to that person you love who lives alone. They need one. All right? BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse saves you a bunch of money. Byrna.com/Jesse. We have an hour. Hang on.